Hi there, and welcome to another edition of the Austrian Beijing podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Tasmanian Government's Minister for State Growth, the Honourable Matthew Groom, to discuss an update on the state's engagement with China. Thank you for joining us today, Minister Groom.
So, Minister, can you please describe the importance of the Tasmanian relationship with China with regards to industry in Tasmania?
Well, China is a very important end market for Tasmanian exporters and also a very significant source for inbound investment into Tasmania. Traditionally, that's been heavily focused on minerals and resources, but more recently we've seen very significant interests in other sectors, including in particular agriculture, premium foods generally, wine, international education and tourism.
Terrific. And how does CHAFTA strengthen this relationship for Tasmania? And what are some of the key industries that will benefit from CHAFTA?
Well, we see the free trade agreement as being a great opportunity for Tasmania. I think it's a great opportunity for Australia and also for China. But we see great advantage for Tasmania specifically. And I think probably the most significant area of opportunity for us, again, is in agriculture, where we would expect to see, under that agreement, the removal of tariffs for the vast bulk our agricultural categories within 4 years. So it really does facilitate an opportunity for us to have advantage in the products that we've got and that China wants.
Terrific. And so Minister, what are some of the unique advantages and opportunities for Chinese investors in Tasmania, and what are they that you'd be able to explain for some of our podcast subscribers?
Well, again, a lot of it is in agriculture. There's also tourism, international education, and other infrastructure opportunities. But in agriculture and aquaculture, really significant opportunities. So dairy is very hot at the moment. There's a lot of appetite for, in particular, our powdered milk, which, of course, is in very high demand in China. There's a bit of interest around in terms of aggregating dairy interests in Tasmania. Beef has been securing record prices in recent months. Seafood is huge in China. We've seen a dramatic increase in exports of salmon, but also strong interest in oysters and abalone, scallops, wild trout. The list goes on. And then fruit is the other big one in the agricultural space. We've seen a real surge in interest in our cherries. So in the last 6 months, we've seen a doubling of exports of Tasmanian cherries to China, and also some significant opportunities in apples, among other products.
Great, that's a very extensive list. So what are some of the distinct features that Tasmania's tourism industry can offer for Chinese tourists?
Well, again, tourism is another big growth sector for Tasmania, and in particular, significant increase in international visitation, and especially from the Chinese market. Last year, we were very privileged to have had a visit to Tasmania by President Xi, Madam Peng, and as a consequence of that, we've seen a dramatic increase in Chinese visitation, up 49%. So there are significant opportunities for investors off the back of that. Now we've got strong need for hotel development and also new tourism offerings. In terms of the experience for the tourists themselves, I guess what Tasmania is renowned for is the cleanest air in the world, the purest water in the world, and extraordinary natural beauty. That's a big part of the appeal, and it's probably been coupled more recently with a growing reputation for world-class food and wine.
Terrific. And what are some of the innovative strategies that Tasmania have recently developed to drive state growth?
Yeah, we've been focused on doing a number of things to facilitate growth in the Tasmanian economy. One of them has been a stronger engagement in China and the wider Asian region, promoting our brand and our produce. We've also recently appointed a new official called the Coordinator General to facilitate investment opportunities are of a larger scale. So it's removing roadblocks and facilitating opportunities for major investors. We've also had a significant emphasis on reducing red tape. I know that's been an issue that has confronted many jurisdictions, but we've got a very strong commitment to making Tasmania one of the most competitive places to do business and an easy place to do business. And then one of the other more innovative things that we've done is we launched for our natural areas, our national parks and the World Heritage Area, an expressions of interest process where we basically said to the world, we're interested in your ideas for new tourism experiences within our natural areas. We want world-class experiences and we're interested in attracting capital to ensure that we've got those experiences on offer in Tasmania. And that's been a very successful process. We've got 25 proposals currently in the final stages. And in fact, only a few weeks ago, I announced the first successful project, which is a new guided walk on the Fraser Nay Peninsula on the east coast of Tasmania.
Terrific. Minister Graham, thank you very much for joining us for another AusChan Beijing podcast.